to have.
Yeah, but you could make one and put some pantyhose on it.
Ooh.
Or use one of your morph suit pieces.
Fishnets.
Whatever you like. It sounds kinky.
Does it change the timbre? Timbre?
I don't know. My hair ain't shot like
that. It dolls you a little bit, if that's what you mean.
Does it?
It dolls them up?
Just a little.
Shut up, Eloy.
You're all dolled up, Bales.
I need to pop.
Pop your peas.
I have an idea.
That's my problem, is popping the peas.
Just, what is that? Is that like a microfiber wipe or something?
Yeah.
Or
cloth?
Yep. Just ball it up and just stick it in your mouth for the entire episode.
Oh!
Scratched. Let's kick it, Eloy.
I'm tired.
That's our boy always showing up ready to party.
Yeah. Come on, Eloy. Jump it.
I wore my party hat. I'm ready to go.
Well, yeah. I think look, man, I think that we should take this in a totally different direction. Let's talk about...
Oh, no.
Fine, then. If you're not going to allow...
I'm not. It's not that I'm not going to allow.
I'm just not going to... Because if I'm not...
You scare me.
If I can't expand...
You can
then I'll just.
How could you expand any further than the expanse that you've already taken us to? We've done cult stuff.
Gasoline prices, and they're changing. If you want to do that, grocery store freaking receipts. That's up
to you. No, dude, I don't want to have an anxiety attack on my own podcast, man. Let's anything else.
The price of cornflakes, you know, all that stuff, or. Or we could go boldly where no man has gone before.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
No, not really. I've got nothing for you. It's all bravado.
No, we have something. We have something doing.
Yeah, we got some more plans in the works.
Eloy, this is an intervention. Now we're here to talk to you about your
chronic napping.
Yeah, chronic napping. I've drawn a blank. Good one, Bales. Thanks for jumping in. Okay. It's the chowder. You gotta get off the chowder, man.
I'm talking about earth shattered. Look, man, if you don't push the limits, there's nothing, dude. Seriously, if you don't expand and you don't push the limits, open doors, break down walls, you know, cross the Rubicon, you know, and
the Rubicon.
You know, if you don't tread, if you don't go out and search for new lands, you know, you're stuck in the same spot. So I'm saying break down doors, man.
All right. What's the weirdest sexual encounter you've ever had, Eloy?
Whoa.
Let me think about that.
With himself or someone else?
I do not care. I have no preference.
Oh.
Yeah. I've never been one to really want to break down those walls.
Oh, there's certain walls now that are off limits.
Well, how about this? How about you pose that to Doc, yourself, and Motley Crue and 80s killer over there, the murderer of dreams, he who should be called the Grim Reaper of 80s awesomeness stuff. I did see that Karate Kid though, the first two episodes.
Cobra Kai.
I was totally into it, dude. I remember.
Yes.
That, yeah, right? Yeah, it was totally awesome. Yeah.
It's cheesy, but you're like, this is good cheese.
No, that's exactly...
This is not American singles individually wrapped cheese. This is good cheese.
It's a Spanish-German cheese.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. It was really good. And yeah, this time I'm cheering for the bad guy.
It was Macchio cheese.
Yeah.
Good one. That sounds delicious.
So what I mean about breaking down, I'm saying not the sexual stuff, dude. Come on.
I'm sorry. I wasn't aware that was off limits.
Yeah. If they're not... four-legged and full of wool, he's not interested.
Well, I'm old-fashioned.
Wool-less.
Listen, I'm old-fashioned, and that's just the way I bam.
Wow.
Because nice. I just want to tell We should really talk about other things other than sheep. You guys are obsessed with that.
How about this?
We have a list of questions, right?
We have a list of questions from our listening audience.
All right, I'm gonna hit pass.
dare.
So we asked people right.
Time for the physical challenge
in the group.
Honestly, before you go through this, and I'll stop, but I just I really wanted to talk about reptilians, but go ahead.
Reptilians?
I'm going to put it on the board for next week, Eloy.
Next week, my ass.
Are you freaking kidding me? Someone's mowing right now?
Do you live with Eloy?
Are your neighbors mowing their yard outside my house?
What happened to Doc?
Who mows at 9 o'clock at night?
Oh. I was writing reptilians on the dry erase for next week.
For people that don't see what's going on, Doc is in this like dark little section
with Jack Lemmon from On Golden Pond.
Yeah, it looks like Jack Lemmon from On Golden Pond sitting inside of Fred Sanford's house at night with all the lights off.
That was a perfect description.
Yeah.
And then he disappeared to write something on his eraser board.
True statement.
And now my dog is tap dancing.
Oh, he's getting all that. You getting all that, Vigo? He's typing.
Yep. All right. So we'll get to reptilians at the end since Doc noted it. But we have this list of questions. I asked the group, the Makers Wanted group, which we seem to vicariously live through as Scratch now, what if they had questions or topics they wanted us to touch on for this ever so special 11th episode.
Ooh.
Yeah. We don't do the 10th episode special. We do the 11th because it's one better.
Yeah.
These go to 11.
Was that a Spinal Tap reference?
Of course.
Correct.
None blacker. None more black.
So we'll start out with Mr. Danny Quiznos. And he asked, which Star Wars character do you most identify with?
Oh,
do we want to go in order every time? How do we want to do this? Let's establish some show order here.
Original Star Wars? New Star Wars?
Star Wars, man. Just Star Wars.
Star Wars in general, I do believe.
Didn't he say it can't be Han Solo?
Yes, he said, yeah. And no, you all can't be Han Solo.
I'll be Han Solo then.
No, you're more of an Ugnaught.
I don't even know what a not.
Wait, what the frick is an Ugnaught?
You know what the Ugnaught is. He looks like a little pig.
Oh, thanks a lot.
And he had two outfits when he was a little.
You know what, Bales?
One he was red and one he was blue. You're an Ugnaught.
Okay, fine. I'll be the Ugnaught and you're Princess Leia. Next.
Wait. Which version? Like Jabba the Hutt slave Leia or like Cinnabon's Leia?
With the Cinnabons.
Cinnabon.
Okay, next. So I'm the Ugnug. Bales is
I'm Boba Fett.
My ass.
So like my son. That's exactly what my son would say if you asked him. No, Dad, I'm Boba Fett. Okay, you can be whatever you want, man.
No, dude. I don't even know which character that is, but if I have to be an Ugnug.
You don't know who Boba Fett is?
No, the
Oh, the the Mugwump.
He's inventing.
I was just kidding. You're Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, fine. Then you're Lando Calrissian.
Calrissian? I'm sticking with Boba Fett.
No, you don't get the pick. If you're going to put me into the... What was it?
The question was, who do you identify with? And I identify with Boba Fett.
I identify with Han Solo.
You can't be Han Solo. He said it in the question.
Greatest argument of all time.
He said not everyone. One of us can be Han Solo.
It's like the kids that are playing with their toys and they're like, no, you can't be that one. I guess
this is the shit I overhear when I have my kids' friends over. No, you can't be Han Solo because he was Han Solo.
It's only a matter of time.
If he's Boba Fett, then I don't have another Boba Fett toy to play with.
It's only a matter of time before he's rubbing his balls on my drum set and then we're building bunk beds that don't stay together. This is ridiculous.
If I were in the Star Wars universe, I don't see myself as Luke Skywalker. Definitely not as that what was it? The bomb bombs?
The bomb bomb. You could be an Ewok.
I don't see myself as an Ewok.
Jabba the Hutt?
No, I don't see myself as a Jabba the Hutt.
Keep eating that chowder and you will be.
Well... So I like the rebel sort of, you know, not sticking to the rules, Han Solo.
And why not Chewbacca?
Because
partner in crime here.
Who the hell would identify as Chewbacca? Chewbacca's like a pet dog.
So Vigo is Chewbacca.
No,
he's not. Vigo's Wicket.
Excuse me?
Wicket, the baby Ewok. Or if you're Jabba the Hutt, he can be whatever that other guy's
that
name. Scrumpalicious. What was his name?
I don't understand why you know all these secondary and third characters so well.
Tertiary characters?
Tertiary.
God damn it.
We're tertiary.
You know, okay, Doc, who do you identify with?
I've always identified as a stormtrooper.
Oh.
Like, just carrying out orders. Like, you know what I mean? I always like the low-level functionary of, like, the stormtrooper.
Which Stormtrooper?
Original style.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
just,
on the Death
Just I love like just stupid.
Not Storm, not Snowtrooper, not Speeder Bike.
I like original, just like line them up. We've got thousands of these guys. They're like Bic lighters. They're completely disposable. Just throw them out there. It doesn't matter.
I missed it. You identify as a Stormtrooper?
Yeah, I've always identified as a Stormtrooper.
Because before I got rudely interrupted.
These things happen.
I was going to say I identify as the Stormtrooper that hits his head on the overhead door in the blooper because I would be the one screwing stuff up.
Yeah, probably just another drill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that question.
No, I've always liked the troopers, and if I had to go like main character, I don't know. I always liked Chewbacca because he always had his tools with him. And there's that scene where like they're in jail and he finds 3PO mangled. Dude. And he just cries out and he's like, screw it, I might as well start fixing 3PO. Pulls out a screwdriver and just gets to work. Like, what else are you gonna do? I always thought that was a great scene.
All right, so if you're gonna deal with the Force and you could choose, would you be light side Jedi or dark side Sith?
Oh, I'm Jedi.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I think I'm gonna go Sith.
Why?
Just because I want to be evil.
Although I like this whole new gray Jedi business that's going on.
Do tell.
Before you say that, I just want to say that Star Wars really, nowadays, for some reason, all the thrill is gone. I don't know if it's because being older, looking at it now, or because it just sucks. I don't know which one of the two it is, but it's not the same as the original, that feeling, that vibe.
The guild is off the lily.
Yeah, it's like... It's like, blah.
Ugnaught's really bumming me out. What's the next question?
from Rory May. Ooh. Did you have a beeper or pager, yeah. I guess?
Of course.
Really? For what purpose?
Back in the day when beepers came out, it was the thing to do so you can connect with your friends, family, emergencies.
What age?
I'd have to look at the timeline of when beepers came out. Because I don't remember exactly.
So I didn't have a beeper until I was on call in the corporate world. And you'd get paged at all hours of the day. And then you'd use your mobile to call in and, you know, take care of the issue. So were you like a kid and you had a beeper and then you rode your little bicycle over to a payphone to call home? Or what's the scenario?
No, I think I was driving. But
So you were like dialing up on your car phone?
No, there were beeper stores, if you remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah, there were beepers. I don't even freaking remember, but whatever. I did have a beeper. I do remember that.
Did you have a mobile, a cell phone as well?
No, I didn't have a mobile until like 2001.
So you'd get beeped, and then what would you do?
I'd go to, there used to be these things called payphones.
Oh.
And then you go up to them. They were red with little windows, and they had a light at the top of them. And you'd pull back the thing, you'd go inside this like this room and you'd pick up the phone and you'd rotary dial. And
did you grow up in the UK?
A lady would say, "What's the number?" And yeah, I'm trying to connect with such and such. One moment, please.
Was this the 40s?
Yeah. Did you grow up in Mayberry?
Yeah, what is this? Green Acres? Did you have to climb to the top of the pole?
Jeez.
We had to climb to the top of the pole to point the antenna in the right direction. Haven't been able to call out that far since the storm blew through.
No. Ours were just little boxes, you know, sticking out of the ground.
Well, he has a follow-up to that. He wanted to know if you remember any of the combo number messages used for the beeper.
I do.
I do not.
I never had a beeper, so I don't know any of this.
I did. Mine was for a mail jiggling business I was running at the time. Call back to jiggling.
Were you great. Busking at the same time?
I was a musical pimp for a while. Oh, no, I had one, I think like junior, senior year of high school. And it was basically so I didn't have to keep telling like my moms and whatnot where I was all the time. Like basically that was the first, like you can reach me if you need me and I'll call you. And it didn't matter if I was at the, you know, if you were at the store, you'd call from the store, someone's house. If you're at a buddy's house, hey, let me use your phone.
It was the stupidest freaking invention ever, wasn't it? I mean, looking back, it's so freaking stupid. We should have just gone straight into cell phones.
Well, I think it was quaint for a time. I miss it. You could be like, yeah, all right, I got paged. But it wasn't like, it was just the precipice of like urgency.
No, they had little. They had the beeper, and then they had little accessories like little chains and gold and different. And then they had stores everywhere here in Miami, and you see all these the different chains. Oh, what combination? It became like an accessory for your freaking.
How many people had pagers? As he even alluded to this in his question, as like a status symbol.
That's what. Yeah, that's it.
I did not. I had it for work
because it reminds me of today's Bluetooth earpiece. Like, how many people wear those just to look like they're important? But like, it's the people that have them have no business or rational use for them.
For the record, I would like to put out there that I wore mine in my pocket with the clip on the outside, so it was just a clip. I was not a hip mount pager person at any time. Did I hip mount or was I flashing it out in public? Like I said, it was kind of on the down low.
I concealed carried as well.
Yeah. There's no reason to be swinging it around in public.
I put mine on a big gold chain.
Chain so you could tell everyone what time it was.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember that the time being on the pager was clutch. I remember that was the first time I was like, I don't need my watch anymore. I could just look at this thing.
It was a bad moment in history.
You think so?
Yes.
Like I said, I think it was quaint.
It was connected to the grunge era as well.
Oh, you just get off of it, man. You gotta let it go.
All right. Rory has a couple more, but we'll come back to him. So let's go with Michael Lawing.
Oh, Michael. And
we already talked about the first part of his question about getting older, or you know, when you're old. So the second part of his question is songs or food, stuff like that you used to hate, but now you love.
Ooh,
mine is pot roast. I freaking hated pot roast, potatoes and carrots as a kid.
Really?
I freaking love it now. Yeah, I couldn't stand it.
Man,
I could eat that stuff all day, every day now.
I remember having the standoffs with my parents when it came to vegetables, like cooked carrots, Brussels sprouts, peas, broccoli. You know the standoff, like you are not leaving that table until you eat those vegetables. And you're like, no. And then they start bargaining. You're going to eat at least 3 spoonfuls of those vegetables. No, I'm not. You're going to, or you're sitting there all night. No, I'm not. And then, you know, I was a stubborn bastard, and I still am. So I would just not eat it, and then I'd get sent to bed.
Yeah. Dad, how many more bites do I have to take? My answer is always all of them. All the bites. You have to take all of them.
And we had the dog, but the dog didn't like the goddamn vegetables either, and she didn't get punished. You know, trying to feed them to the damn dog, but it didn't work. So, but now I love steamed broccoli and the roasted Brussels sprouts and vegetables. Oh, it's awful. I even like beets. What the hell?
Good catch. Nicely done. Backed off.
It's your age.
Very nice.
It is. It's my body that needs more of those.
Your
vitamins.
Whole body is yearning for those nutrients.
No.
Yeah, that's what it was.
We'll accept those now.
we'll even eat the vegetables, man. Just please, some vitamins.
Yeah. Do you like the beets? Like the raw beets?
Yeah.
Oh.
Radish? Radish? Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had, you ever do the red beet eggs?
Yes. No. Yes, they're fantastic.
That a boy, Ryan.
What is this?
They're pickled, really, right?
It's a pickled egg, but it's a red beet egg. Basically, you hard-boil eggs, okay, and you peel them, and you take like a dozen, and you put them in a big jar with vinegar, and like you take like a can of beets.
Is that the one with the little bird inside with the beak half burned?
No. Oh, you take like a can of beets and you throw it in there with it. It's and the eggs turn like
pink.
Pink.
I don't like vinegar, so.
Second time Dan Haru came over, we went out for dinner, and it was a magical evening. No. I ordered them where we went. We went to this bar that I go to, and you know, Massachusetts guy looks at it and he's like, "What's up with the pink eggs?" I was like, "Oh yeah, you know, you don't even think that's kind of like a regional kind of thing like that." That's,
you know, here in little country stores, if you go way out, they have this huge jar
Yeah.
And they're sitting there and they've got these tongs sitting there.
Totally not into that. But
see how big city Eloy is? He has to go to like a country store to get something that's local cuisine for us.
Yeah, there's two guys playing checkers on the porch of the country store. And I went inside and I got a root beer, two pickled eggs. I always wondered when you go into a place like that, like I've gone to bars where they have the big vat of pickled eggs. But when you go into like a store like that, what do they just put it in your hand?
Yeah, you just
here you are, sir. Egg on hand. Because I've never seen like any sort of vessel. You can't put it on a paper towel or a napkin. It would soak right through and stick.
You just bob for the pickled egg.
Maybe one of those cones, those water cones. When you were a kid, you used to get water from the fountain and you get a cone cup. You can get a cone cup with a pickled egg on it.
So, Eloy, what vegetables are you eating now in your older age?
V8.
Jesus Christ.
I'll have most vegetables and yeah, like I've never been anti-vegetable, to be honest.
So back to his question though, is there any food that you didn't like as like a kid or a teenager that you like now?
Well, one time back in the day, my dad got into this health kick and he was probably the age I am now, roughly. And he went and bought one of those juicers and he brought it home. I was playing and doing my thing as a kid. And he came in, juiced like a bunch of vegetables together. It was an awful greenish white mixture. And then he handed me a cup and he said, "Drink this. This is good for you." And I'm like, "No, I don't want to drink it." And my mom's like, It's healthy for you. So, like, I was the experiment, right, to try and when I put the, I gagged. But that was the last time I saw that juicer. That juicer stayed around for like a day or two, and then I guess he got bored of it. And definitely, I didn't want it. But nowadays, I'll definitely have no problem juicing.
You sit around thinking, man, I could really use that Jack LaLanne Juice Tiger right now.
I like how your dad brought it into the house, experimented on you, and then it was just done. Like, well, if he ain't going to drink it, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, but was this before or after you devoured the Christmas cheese advent calendar?
Oh, this was way after. This was probably sometime in the 80s. But man, it was like horrendous, dude.
And you like that now?
Yeah, I'll mix a bunch of vegetables, maybe add a fruit or two, juice it. And drink it. Yes, it's not the greatest taste, but you know you're getting the minerals and vitamins that a growing body needs.
Have any of you guys ever done that wheatgrass?
Yeah.
Shake? You have?
I've tried the wheatgrass juice. Makes your tongue numb.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never tried it.
It was like, I had like the shot.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me of syrup.
Like licking
something. It was like overflavored. It was like someone shot all the guns off at once. It was just like, oh my goodness. I can't even, I don't even have like something that I could tell you that it was like, other than like, it kind of made my like tongue numb.
Okay.
That sounds like an awful experience.
I could see like using it as an ingredient, like you see like the sodas and whatever with the, or the seltzers with the bubbles in it and different stuff, and as an ingredient, but
now no. Flavored with wheatgrass.
Yeah. How about you, Ryan? What didn't you eat that you eat now?
Pot roast.
Oh, you're a pot roast man.
You forgot already?
It wasn't very interesting.
Maybe you need to go juice a little bit.
Where do you stand on the vegetables? Didn't you hate vegetables as a kid that you like now?
Me?
Yeah.
Green beans. Do not like green beans, but it's not the flavor. I love the flavor of green beans. It's the freaking texture of them. I don't know if it's something with the waxiness of them, but they squeak on my teeth.
Cooked or raw?
Cooked. Hmm. I just can't get past the squeak. Like, it's like the rubber glove at the dentist, like back before they changed the kind of gloves they use, and it would squeak your freaking teeth.
The outer skin?
Yeah. Oh, I can't take it.
Are you sure the dentist was sticking his finger in your mouth?
Wow.
Now that you mention it.
I wondered why you only had one finger.
But no, I grew up. I love Brussels sprouts. That's my favorite vegetable.
Really?
Asparagus. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I love asparagus, too. Except the way it makes my pee smell.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. That's probably about it for me. All right. Next question, because I'm so fascinating.
Wait a minute.
Wait, I thought you already said yours.
I didn't.
Oh, Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That's why we should have gone with an order, I guess.
I guess.
I was trying to.
Well, yeah, just whatever. Because of that, we'll start with Doc next time so we don't miss him.
Boy, I feel important.
Yeah, you're like the Phil Pinsky of this podcast.
That's fine. Agree to disagree.
He's the smart one.
I have the thinking cap on, so I best be the smart one.
You want to call that thing on your head.
Yeah, that's fine. I like the fishing cap.
Yeah, it's like an elephant scrotum to me, but go ahead.
There you go. That's exactly what I thought when I bought it. I was like, you know what that looks like? Elephant sack.
Ball sack.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the day that you come on to the show wearing one of those World War II aviator hats.
Oh, yeah. If I could find one, I would wear it. I would wear it. The Red Baron. The Red Baron versus Scratch podcast. I don't know a food per se, but I have like an appreciation for sour and bitter that I did when I was younger. Like vinegar, like oil and vinegar on a salad. I like that now.
Yes. Down with that.
Like broccoli rabe, like cooked greens that are very, very bitter. I enjoy beer. I enjoy like really stouty craft beer where I know like when I was younger, if you would have handed me one of them when I was even old enough to start drinking, there would have been no way. So I would say that's probably
nice. Can't think
about food per se. I always ate pretty well across the board. And my mom was always good about not trying to feed us ridiculous stuff because I had two brothers and my dad doesn't eat like a ton of different stuff. So
you'd prefer a Guinness over a Corona now?
Yes. Oh yeah. Unless it's really, really hot out. Like I get to like summer months. I usually drink porter all year long and have no problem with it. But when it gets really hot out, it's like, all right.
Yeah. Sometimes you just get the knack to want to chew your beer.
I like to have a couple of them around at all times.
Here, we'll do another line. Your most embarrassing CD purchase. And I would like to note that line's most embarrassing CD purchase was Spice Girls. Not one, but two albums by them.
Wow.
And I
that's not even an accident anymore.
See, that's why Mike's a good guy, because he put himself out there.
No, it's not that. It's like, it's almost sacrilegious, because one time is an accident. Fine, I don't know what you were thinking, but twice you went back and now if he purchased it two at the, that's even worse, actually, two at the same time. No, dude, I can't accept that. That he would do this. I'm sorry. No, this is not good.
Why would he lie?
No. Like, I know he did it, but like, I can't
understand. Oh, you want to question him on a human level? Like, you can't do that.
Well, he didn't say your most accidental CD purchase. He said your most embarrassing.
Right, but now the
post. That means for a time he enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that popping around.
No, this is not acceptable. But
people like the pop music, Eloy.
No, I cannot accept
that. I'm sure they sold a ton of albums.
I think at least two of them were sold to Michael Loyne.
Yeah. Right.
Mine would have to be along the lines of what he said. TLC. I bought TLC's one CD when it came out.
Suck, dude.
I know. And the other one would have to be Limp Bizkit. I'm a little embarrassed to that one.
Yeah,
the second, not $3 bill, y'all, the second one.
Oh,
had Nookie on it and all that. Yeah, significant other.
No. What's the story with this?
I wasn't embarrassed about it then. I'm embarrassed about it now.
No, but the TLC thing, why?
I don't know. And it's funny because it's the one that Bales was singing from last week that had waterfalls on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so did you buy it based on what you heard or what you saw?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. It might have been a little of both back then. It might have been a little bit of both.
I'm not embarrassed by any CD purchases. And I've had some really bad CDs. I've had Madonna CDs, a bunch of Kiss CDs, a bunch of really crappy metal CDs. But I was a musician, so I was basically studying, right?
No.
Shut up.
Yeah, but none of those are really as embarrassing as TLC.
I was a prepubescent boy, so I was studying as well.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, but do you? So I don't know. Like, well, whatever. I'm not gonna go down there.
You're just absolutely disgusted, aren't you?
Yeah, because it's like everything that's horrible, and yet you purchased it. But continue. I mean, it's horrible. It's pop. It's surface. You know, music. It's everything that's wrong in the world. I mean, my goodness.
I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill here.
I mean, I bought some CDs that I didn't like, so I got rid of them.
But you weren't embarrassed.
No.
But if you would have bought TLC, you probably would be embarrassed.
No, they had some good songs. I still play TLC songs. In you fact, for this wedding that I have coming up, we play a TLC medley, which includes Waterfall and Scrub.
And there you go.
And I am not embarrassed.
Full circle.
Nice. But Doc, what are yours?
I am sure at one point in my youth, this is embarrassing, right? Right. This is the embarrassing CD. That's okay. And no offense to this guy, because I think he's very talented, but I'm sure I own a Weird Al CD that I could have done without.
I still don't find that embarrassing.
It was most embarrassing. Hmm. So I had to give an answer, right? I don't really think I'm embarrassed of anything, especially after you did it. And I could be like, same as Bales. No one wants to hear that. That's not very good.
I didn't buy any Jerky Boy CDs, but those were stupid.
You didn't rock the Adam Sandler CD?
No. I did have a couple Dane Cook CDs when he was still funny.
It was a short time.
In the very beginning, yeah.
So, Eloy, you don't have an embarrassing?
Yeah.
Or one that would be perceived as embarrassing, maybe?
Well.
Tom Jones, Greatest Hit.
I purchased the TLC album. Just kidding. Just kidding.
The Greatest Hits.
Right. You bought it at Walmart.
He's got the Destiny's Child anthology.
Actually, I bought it last week.
He heard Bale singing. He's like, I want to hear more.
That's catchy.
Such a horrible. Why would you even back then, even in any? I mean, why? No, the answer.
Let's doctor the question a little bit. Then, what's the worst album purchase you've ever made?
I bought so many albums that.
I mean, one that just like really like you listen to it and you just like threw it in the trash.
I never did that.
Yeah, that was something I meant to bring up the last time we were talking about when you were talking about buying CDs and not hearing the whole album.
Yeah.
When I started working at the car wash, I fell in with a couple guys that were like, it wasn't like that. Richard Pryor didn't work there. But I fell in with a couple guys that were pretty like musically educated. Like in bands and stuff, and they turned me into a record store, probably about 10 minutes away from there. And they were the first place you could go into, and they had a couple like CDs there, CD players rather, and you could actually listen to it.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to check out an album, you could actually sit there and listen to the album.
Yeah.
And make sure it wasn't complete.
Yeah.
Hogwash.
Yeah.
So which one?
Yeah.
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Oh, come on.
Come on, dude.
I'll chime in. Mine was Third Strike. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of them.
No.
They had a song on the radio station. They redid Paranoid by Sabbath. That was Sabbath, not Ozzy, right?
Right.
Yep.
But it was a really good remake. They were right in that new metal time.
What's wrong
with it? And it was kind of good. So I was like, all right, I'll get it. Oh, my gosh. The rest of the album was just garbage.
Trying to think. Mine is a sound. I can't think of it, but it's a soundtrack, and it was like one good song on the soundtrack, and every other song was just terrible.
Singles. Yeah, remember the single soundtrack? It had Alice in Chains on it, a bunch of the grunge bands.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
I remember buying the Daredevil soundtrack because of a couple songs.
Oh, I had the Spawn soundtrack, and it had like one or two good tunes on it.
It has a Silverchair song on it.
It had the Marilyn Manson Long Hard Road to Hell or something.
Mm-hmm. I hate that band.
What so, band?
Marilyn Manson.
All right.
Manson was good.
All right. Let's scratch Tuttle. Everyone bring it in.
Wait. So I started going down a rabbit hole when I would find bands. And so I would research the members and I would find out what bands they were in before. And I would start listening to those bands. And that's how I found some really bad album. Like, okay, Sir Nirvana. Dave Grohl played in a band called Scream. So I picked up like a couple Scream CDs. Hated them. Got rid of them. Same with some early Soundgarden. Hated. And once I got into Pearl Jam, that's how I found Mother Love Bone. Hated Mother Love Bone. I wanted to smash that CD on the pavement. It sucked. Mother Love Bone. Oh, and what was that other one with the stupid Hunger song? I hated that.
Oh, yeah,
Temple of the Dog. That CD sucks.
Except for the...
No, clip. I'm going on record. The whole CD sucks.
Now, the song is cool.
No,
that's a well-written song.
No,
it was the only hopeful song of the grunge era, and you're going to knock it. Fine, all of grunge sucks.
That's the song.
I think actually it's today or yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of Chris Cornell's death.
Well, that sucks.
It's funny that comes. Well, yeah, let him know.
That's louder. That's tragic, but
I'm going hungry.
So did you like Mad Season?
Yes, I did. Yeah, River of Deceit.
Eloy was watching that on the MTV. He's like, what's this Temple of the Dog? He's like, where's someone put on my Great White CD?
Great White had some good tunes, man.
Great White was awesome. Wait, hold on. Hey, they were awesome, right, Bales?
Yeah.
Who?
Great White.
He got to check with his 80s consultant.
Hold on. Old Guy Huddle.
They weren't awesome, but they had some.
Everybody good. Born in 1975, we're going to come over here for a minute and have our own little conversation. Guys, next.
I'm going to go against the grain here and say I even liked Kiss the Elder.
Kiss the Elder?
Yeah, the album, The Elder, came after Creatures of the Night.
Oh, The Elder, the album.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yep.
What year was this album released?
I don't remember, but it was after Creatures of the Night.
So can we ballpark me here?
No.
Not even like a decade?
Mid-80s.
Mid-80s? Okay.
Time in the 1900s.
The year was 1976.
You know what sucked, man? I remember going to get all the Kiss albums I had prior.
81.
Were from friends that they would, you know, we'd exchange cassettes and this and that. And I went to the record store with money to buy the new, because the new Kiss album was coming out. Walk in the store, I see the album sitting there, and they have no makeup on. I was like, oops, I almost went overboard there. I was like, what the heck?
So it was Lick It Up?
Was it Lick It Up? That it's like the four of them there, and they're all glammed up, but no makeup. Oh, my
God. Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't do it, dude. Couldn't do it. So when you'd buy an album, a cassette, a CD, whatever, the art sort of, it's part of the adventure for me. You'd look at the album, and then you'd sit back and listen to the music and look at the cover, and plus the notes. And that was, and then the lyrics also, sometimes they'd have the lyrics on there. And that was an adventure. Well, I'm not going to sit there with these freaking guys there standing, and they look like freaking Poison. And I'm like, oh, no, why?
I agree.
It was horrible.
Album art is how I ended up listening to Grim Reaper, Halloween. It's badass album art.
Yeah, they sometimes fool you, but just the same. It's like Led Zeppelin's freaking, what was it, Led Zeppelin 4 with Stairway to Heaven? Was it 4?
Yeah, with the old dude carrying his bundle of sticks.
Yeah, dude, you look at that cover and you're like, I want to sit back and listen to this. And then the whole journey, you know, the song, and then there's rock and roll. And for some reason, it just glues it all together. And you're like, wow.
Great album.
Yeah.
And then I'm wondering why Ryan would be sitting here looking at the TLC cover and just kicking back with that and stuff and digging. I mean, just like, why?
Because he probably saw Left Eye and wanted to use his right hand. So don't judge a guy.
Really? You're going straight for Left Eye?
It's the only one I can remember.
Wait, hold on.
The Chili guy myself.
Yeah, I can't remember the other one. I can remember Chili.
Chili and T-Boz.
T-Boz. Hold on. He was the one that had those weird sideburn things.
Yeah,
I remember that. She was weird looking. She scared
and now I'm embarrassed that I know this.
She was scary. Are you kidding me? There was a time in the 90s where they were on every show. TLC used to be on the Flintstones in the 90s. That song was everywhere.
They came out at the same time as Salt and Pepper, right?
I don't believe. I think they were a little earlier than TLC.
Your joke doesn't hit as hard when you get the name right.
What's this?
Craig, you should have called him like cinnamon and chives or something.
Oh, pepper and spice.
My problem with all that stuff, all that music, is that, yes, there's a place for pop. I understand.
Your problem with that music is that it's not from 1981 to 1989.
Or no. 1965 and from England.
No. That's not the problem. The problem is,
I'm Left Eye and I'm in TLC.
Okay,
look at my mom.
I'm T-Boz, and I'm in TLC, too.
The problem is depth. The problem is depth. You know, I like music to conjure up a story, images, but something that I can relate to or am interested in with it. So, like, TLC does not...
Maybe I could relate on a deep level to not chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, he was a fisherman.
Yeah.
Maybe it was after he drove his bike home in his Dolly Parton dress.
Okay.
It was a very introspective time.
And, yeah, and okay, he wanted to be reminded not to chase the waterfalls.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Decided to stick to the rivers and the lakes like I used to, man.
I've got something to say. Have you guys seen Corey Haim's music video?
He's dead.
No. So what's the other guy? Corey Feldman.
Feldman. What kind of? Wait. Your 80s card has just been revoked. That's another strike on your 80s card. You can't even get Corey Feldman's name right.
Whatever. So have you seen that dude's music video?
Is it a new one?
He's pretty horrible. And if I had ever bought his CD, I would be embarrassed.
Okay, so check this out. The dude is a total Michael Jackson like wannabe.
I see that. You see that in his performance.
He does these moves and he's doing all this kind of stuff like that, like Michael Jackson. And then he's singing and all that stuff. And dude, if go type in on YouTube, Corey, what's his name? Last name? Feldman's latest music video, and it will. I just felt embarrassed watching it because there's all these people sitting there, and he's like doing the dance, and walking around. And it's horrible, dude. It's embarrassing. So that when you watch that, that's how I feel about TLC and all these pop freaking bands. Go watch a Led Zeppelin live from the early days, like. 69.
So is it the dancing and all the choreography and stuff that goes along with pop music that like spoils it for you?
No, dude. Is what I was going to tell you. Watch a black and white footage of Led Zeppelin when they were playing in, I don't know where the heck, it's Switzerland, or I don't know where the hell they were playing, in a small stage studio, and they're freaking sitting there. Hey, mama, say the way. And then
maybe you don't know though. You've never seen a live version of Waterfalls at like a European tour stop. They might have blown it out. You're basing everything you know off the video. You've seen what?
I've seen Robert Plant.
Oh no, I'm not talking about the Led Zeppelin. I know you've seen that.
To put them both on near the same level of. Okay, they believe in what they're doing, the rock and rollers. They're like balls to the wall, you know? Hey, boom, guitar. Hey, you know? And then there's a story, and then there's a little bit of dirt mixed in that music. You could hear that crackle. Then you've got the TLC and all that stuff. And they're just one of many.
I would like to point out that there was a time and place where Left Eye would have beat the living snot out of you, barehanded,
burnt down.
Yeah,
I don't even know who was it. It was a football player.
Rising.
Yeah,
it was Left Snot.
No, beat the snot.
Eloy likes the raw conviction of rock.
Yes,
he doesn't like the snap, crackle, pop, Ziploc bag of pop.
But didn't you admit? Yes. In a previous podcast that you liked some of the pop music of the 80s.
Yes, I do. But
isn't that the same thing just repackaged a decade later?
Okay. If you think about, okay, so it's okay to have, well, it's a tough question. So like, I don't know why I look fondly back now on like, what was that weird looking one? The Boy George,
Culture Club.
And Karma Chameleon. Okay, back then I listened to it. There's musicianship going on.
Yeah.
There's a definite coolness going on, even though you see that flailing, you know, whatever.
Same with Duran Duran.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
So Duran Duran's a good example. So there's passable things, right? Even in disco, like there's some badass stuff, and then you've got a little bit of that funk happening within the there's something redeeming and even cool about it. So I'm not opposed to pop necessarily. What I mean is the addition of that synth. Okay. There's no depth. I don't know how to explain it, dude. If you don't understand or agree, then obviously like this world is lost.
I hear you, man. My bones don't resonate the same to a synth as it does to like guitar coming through an amp.
All right. And I'm not arguing that fact.
I am.
But you can't have the pop music in as well.
Yes, you can.
To enjoy.
But Waterfalls, just that.
I'm not sitting there with TLC or freaking En Vogue or whoever and trying to get all deep with myself. And
all I'm saying is every once in a while, I could convince a girl to sit in the truck with me, and she's not going to want to listen to the Kill the Puppy music that I listen to when I'm by myself.
Well, that's why you got to throw on some Edwin McCain.
Nice.
Yeah, but you can't be sitting there driving and listening to Waterfalls, dude.
No, I'm pretty sure that would be the most lame move of all time. I'd be like, I got this TLC CD in case I have some women folk come on into the car. Here you are. There, I know how you like that.
Number one, it's like, why do you even have that CD in your?
That would be terrible. If you
number one, right? Like you get in the car, hey, and you turn on the radio, and it's just like,
no. Or what if it came on the radio and you just started singing? You were like, I really dig this tune.
I don't even have a CD player in my truck, and I want to just keep a copy of the TLC album in there.
Why do you have this? You know.
Can anyone
why.
Burn us the CD? I think I have a CD player.
Next question.
Yeah. Next tune.
Well, let's go back to Rory. Let's find one of his. Nope. 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 All right. He said elementary school had a custom to bring food to consume when celebrating one's birthday. Did you share a birthday with someone you grew up with? Did they bring food? Was there a Cold War of birthday celebration?
No.
I don't know what La La Land Rory lives in. Or lived in, but Denver. Over here was freaking gunfire and freaking no, there was no none of that. It was hate thy neighbor and freaking shoot his legs.
Dang, even in second grade?
God damn, dude.
Dude, you guys have no idea.
In this second place, grade.
Dude, you guys have no you guys live in a beautified part of, over here in this part of the country, it's like kill or be killed, right? You have, dude, I invite you to spend, you guys can come over.
Got thugs like Javi walking around down there.
Well, Javi, no, there's good people, right? So
no, not Javi. There's good people, too.
It's just he's the only cat I know from your area that I could draw a direct line to.
But here's the thing. What makes Javi the passable and me probably is that there's this common thread that we all, you know, are connected with, and it sort of like, you know, you're interested in doing things that better oneself and all that. But most people are evil, man. So I don't know about that. Yeah, we did have a little party.
All right, we'll give Matt Haas some love.
Ooh,
best captain, Kirk or Picard. I hate Star Trek, so
I never watched Star Trek either.
The best captain ever is James Tiberius Kirk. Or yeah, that's how it is.
Which one is he? Is he the one played by
Shatner Kirk?
Oh, really?
I'm an Adam West Batman guy. What do you expect?
William Shatner sucks as an actor, so I'm going the other guy.
That's why it's great.
No, nope.
Picard is played by what's his name? Bales. Professor X.
The bald UK guy?
Yeah.
I pick him.
He's Bales. A good actor. So I pick him. I'm going to have to pick him, too. I have no knowledge of the show.
William Shatner can suck it.
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart.
He was the CIA director in American Dad, too.
And you know what? They're both huge fans of TLC.
True story.
You guys picked everything just to be contrarians.
Bill Shatner, huge TLC fan.
You did everything just to be contrarian, just for the sake of being contrarian. Everybody knows it's...
You know what's in the CD player on the Enterprise. It is Crazy Sexy Cool by TLC.
Yeah, and T-Boz's solo album.
Yeah.
He was big into that.
I'm just glad Matt didn't ask who our favorite Doctor Who was.
Crazy Sexy Cool.
I couldn't get into Doctor Who either.
Really?
He was trying. He's actually went and tried to get me to watch it a few times, and I watched like two or three episodes, and I was just like, "This is not for me."
The original or the '80s Doctor Who? I think it was the '80s, the one with the frizzy hair.
Everything goes back to the freaking '80s.
I don't know which one I watched, to be honest with you. Wasn't my cup of tea, though.
Next question.
I don't think I have it. Oh, here's a question from Brian Bales. What? When is Rory joining us?
Ooh,
in the near future, I'm told. That's what our publicist has told me.
Nice. Good job by the publicist.
Yeah. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, someone doesn't pull that out that hasn't bumped that song a few times.
Dude, if you know anything about the 80s, you would know that they played that stuff every day, a few times a day on MTV. By no fault of our own, we had to freaking wait for the next freaking song to come on.
In the 80s? That song came out in the, like, mid-90s.
Really? Let me see.
1994, 1995.
Okay, 95
is my final answer. 97. Wait, anybody are you? Else? Oh, do I have to look for it? Okay.
Yeah, I say 97.
What, is you it, said is 95? It waterfalls or don't go chasing waterfalls?
Crazy, sexy, cool. I'm going to say 95.
Oh, this is the first time I've ever typed TLC into my browser.
Sure. I hope every Google troll bot picks up on that and they spam the living stuffing out of you with
1994
T-Boz's really? Solo album. What year?
1994.
Closer.
And just looking at let me see.
But by Price is Right rules, I was still wrong.
Oh, so the album cover was them standing
in the water. No. Were they looking at the camera?
It's red. The album cover is red. Am I correct?
No, I'm looking at, I guess, residual pictures here. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I see it. Okay.
It's like just their faces or something on it. Yeah, man, that's, I remember that.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a good one. There's a good one. What is your favorite album cover?
Dude, there's so many. It's such a difficult thing. Who asked that question?
You say that with every question. It's not a difficult question, Eloy. Come on, Eloy. What is the, when I said album art, what was the first one that popped in your mind?
TLC's cover.
Come on, Megadeth.
Oh, wow. That's good stuff. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not going to go with Dr. Feelgood for that one.
Wait. Let me ask one question of Bales because I just want to. Because if this is, if he says anything negative, then this is really, I was going to say a bad word. But
seriously, Megadeth, Rust in Peace, awesome album cover.
Yes, but let me ask you the damn question, dude.
Flotsam and Jetsam, Doomsday for the Deceiver.
Yes, but let me ask you the question, dude.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, how do you feel about Aerosmith? You have to vocalize it. Don't just do those expressions.
They don't get my heart pumping, man.
Okay, but are they? But are they ridiculous like Motley Crue? As you, freaking, I can't believe it.
Yeah, they have some stupid songs. Yeah,
but overall,
but their early stuff was really good.
I guess
my favorite. I love that song, Kings and Queens.
I like love it. Rocks is a good album.
I probably was into Aerosmith around the time of the Pump album.
Yeah,
and like
great album,
Eat the Rich.
Good morning, Mr. Tyler.
Yeah, Love in an Elevator.
Oh. Yeah, Going Down.
Have you ever heard that song on earphones? I bet you know.
I mean, I've played Aerosmith tunes in cover bands. Walk This Way, Sweet Emotion.
No. But when you hear their recording of Love in an Elevator with headphones on.
Yeah.
And you listen to all the stuff that they didn't play around. That song was a massive freaking endeavor as far as, you know, engineering. It was really freaking well done. You just put your headphones on, listen to it, and hear all the little things happening. It will blow your freaking brain out. It's that badass.
Don't go chasing one.
I'm still trying to think. Nothing popped right into my head as far as album art.
You know what?
Really?
Yeah.
This episode is going to actually make the sales of TLC go skyrocketing.
So one more album than they've sold in the last 10 years.
You didn't find yourself staring at the cover of Nirvana at All Hours of the Night, Doc?
No.
Tiny little pecker?
Really wasn't. Like I said, I came into all that kind of late.
Oh, you weren't staring at Pink Floyd's The Wall looking for a hidden meaning?
So I'm trying to think of like some, because I was into stuff from the 70s when I was
The Grateful Dead. Iron Butterfly.
Iron Butterfly. I had that album.
I listened to my dad's 8-track.
Funny thing, last time I was in Atlantic City, Iron Butterfly was like playing on the boardwalk, and I was like one of 7 people there watching Iron Butterfly.
Oh, live! Oh,
live! No. Like just playing. It was.
I thought you meant like randomly. Inagata Navita was playing somewhere.
Nope. Like here is Iron Butterfly.
Was it their grandchildren still?
Who the hell would know? What is that? I was like, are you Iron or Butterfly? I can't, which I don't know. They were long haired dudes from the 70s. I couldn't even pronounce what, you know, told you a name.
Some of the Kiss album artwork was awesome. Love Gun and Destroyer.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Green Day fan, but I liked the cover of Dookie.
Yeah.
It was pretty pretty nifty. I think, was it Twidell that did that for his
Walmart
thing?
Yep.
It's a interesting cover.
Yeah, but I don't like their brand of punk.
Yeah.
Punk pop.
Yeah. I mean,
they had a few hits, but they're all right.
Yeah. But I don't know, dude. I don't know. I just, the classics are classics. I know that that's incredibly biased, but what can I tell you?
Let's talk about things you like after. We're going to have a whole episode. I'm going to write this on the board. Things Eloy liked after 1993. I'm going to give you 3 years into the 90s to get over the 80s.
Perfect. I can do that. The reissue of Led Zeppelin, the reissue of.
No. No reissue. No reboot.
The reissues of the Beatles.
No.
80s movies on compact, on what do you call it? What was that? Laser disc?
Laser disc.
No, wait. That's from this is from the 80s. Oh. No, dude. The 90s was really cool until, you know, all these people screwed it up with their freaking negativity.
No, I think the 90s was good until the whole boy band pop princess bullcrap started.
That's another thing, Eloy. You give grunge way too much staying power. Like that was a real short window.
Right, that was what, 5 years tops. Yeah,
you're like, it was a whole decade. People not caring.
You underestimate the issue. All the cool bands, because the kids saw one Nirvana video, they all went into the flannel. But what happened with those 5 years you're talking about that are benign in your mind? Is that they killed off the cool rock and roller. They entered a time and decade of frickin' depression and negativity. And then because of that, the retribution was pop gone wild. And just soulless pop.
But you're the kind of person that likes the deepness of the music, right?
Not necessarily. It could be lyrically the deepness. It could be musically the deepness. And
right, but couldn't you argue that grunge brought that lyrically?
Dude, I'm not saying. Look, I did like Pearl Jam. I did like Nirvana.
I know you liked Alice in Chains.
No, I didn't like them.
Yeah, you did.
No, really, I didn't like them much. I did like Stone Temple Pilots. I did like them as well.
You're right? Saying like Motley Crue and all those other 80s hair bands had substance.
No.
Because they did not.
No, it's not that they... It's okay, here's the thing.
So basically it was like pop almost.
No, well, how can I put this?
Hair metal.
How's this? A cool metal song that's a hair metal song, a cool... There's balls behind it and there's...
Whoa.
There's rockin' guitars, right? It's got grit, and it may be pop-ish as far as no depth, you know. It's just like, we're going to go out and party, and we're going to get drunk, and beers on top of the hood, and frickin' this and that, and rock and roll. And so that's fine, but it's rockin', right? It's a rockin' song. But then you've got these, don't go, and it's just freaking stupid, dude. It's stupid. There's no grit in the
movie. Now, you're going a different route here. I was talking about the grunge tied to the, in contrast to the 80s hair metal buffoonery.
Yes, the grunge had deeper, you know, than the typical 80s hair metal, but it was depressing all the way. And that opened the gates for these stupid bands overflowing with pop and shallowness to come in, and now we're where we're at, dude. I mean, come on. Doc is totally freaking off his rocker.
Incorrect. I was just thinking while this was going on, were there any of those 80s bands that tried to go from spandex to flannel? Are there any like good like 80s hair metal bands like flannel
Snyder
albums?
Snyder and then flannel?
Dude, Axl Rose was doing flannel before the freaking... what do you call the grunge people? He would wear flannel on top of his spandex. So he was a hybrid. He had spandex and flannel.
We need to find that album. It's got to be one band somewhere.
They weren't affected, by the way, as much as everybody else. Guns N' Roses was a force to be reckoned with, and neither was Metallica. a little bit because they were influenced and they put out two crappy albums or a few crappy albums. But Guns N' Roses, if they wouldn't have put it out, they would have breezed right through that grunge travesty.
But did Metallica do something smart, though?
No.
Changing that.
It was horrible.
Really? How many new listeners do you think they picked up when they did that?
Yeah, but they're okay. So
I'm talking as far as their expanding their fan base.
Yes, you're right. You're right. But there's nothing like Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, Master.
Oh, yeah, Puppet, I don't disagree.
Thrall, and the Black Album. There's nothing like that. I mean, my goodness, dude.
That's funny. I don't hear people lump in the Black Album very often with those other ones.
It was the last of the good ones. It was the last of the good ones.
So you don't like anything off of Load or Reload?
No. And you know the joke with those, right?
No, I don't. Tell us.
No, because like at least down here in Miami, you know, that's a load of shit, or that's a load of you know what. it's just and then they reload it and it's just more crap, right? It's just horrible. And I love Metallica, you know. I've gone to see their concerts, and
so you didn't like Death Magnetic?
Nope.
I suck.
No, it's there's something off about it,
really. I could see that about Saint Anger.
No, I Death, like
I thought Anger. You did.
Yes,
it sonically sucked.
No, you're not see, here's the thing. Saint Anger is raw and less ambitious as far as...
No, it's way too raw.
See, but
like, it's dick on a shag carpet raw. It's bad raw.
It is not, dude.
No, it is bad raw. Death Magnetic was like old school.
It's over... Totally wrong. It may appear that way to you, but if you dig a little deeper, you'll realize that they're overdoing it. The changes aren't really freaking meaningful. It's just like changing tempos and changing freaking song structure for the sake of it being, you know, like their older albums. But their older albums did it. It felt like it was them sitting down and doing it. This feels like overdoing it, dude, to the point of ridiculousness. I don't like it. And plus, it's an overblown, as far as sonically, it's oversaturated as far as volume is decibels is concerned. It's like there's no dynamics. It's all in your face, but no freaking dynamics musically. So I pass the grass on that.
If the Beatles were to make a record now, they were all still alive, do you think you'd like it?
Yes.
You're just a liar.
Yeah.
But what if they completely changed their music? I mean, they did over time anyway.
What if it was an album entirely of TLC covers?
Oh man, you beat me to it.
I would definitely buy it.
Oh, this is a genius album of 2018.
All right, John, let's do it. We're gonna play Waterfall.
You're a dick on a shag carpet.
Title for the episode: Dick on a Shag Carpet.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think you underestimate the look. It's all good. It's all music, but unfortunately,
the Beatles were mall rock.
Stop it! Stop! Stop! That's the name of our band right there.
The Beatles were mall rock. They were the equivalent of Tiffany.
The only reason
I think we're alone now. Eloy loves it when we sing this song. Sucked.
The only reason you exist musically at all without you even knowing for your information is because of the Beatles. You don't even know it.
By the way, shout out to Tommy James and the Shondells.
The only reason you exist on this planet as a musician and you don't know it's because of the Beatles.
It's because my parents fornicated to a Beatles song.
So it's because that might be possible.
You became magically infused with the gift of music.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beaters.
Because my dad hit his thigh on the radio controls as he was thrusting into my mother. Is that what you're trying to say, Eloy?
Yowzer.
That's pretty graphic.
He loves you, yeah.
You know, listen, I'll tell you what. You have no idea that you exist musically because of the Beatles. Just saying. Everything that came after has branched out, webbed out into all these bands that you guys talk about all the time.
Including TLC.
Yeah.
No,
so you can thank them.
No, okay, let's skip that. No.
That's a good save, Ryan.
Well then, I guess that's the end of episode 211, everyone.
If you were dropped on an island with a cassette player and two CDs to pick, or two cassettes.
Yeah, a cassette player and CDs. Well, that's a cruel joke. Would we have batteries or is there electricity?
And there's like this little, there's like this little bicycle. You want to listen? If you want to listen to
it, pedal the bike like the professor.
Oh, check it out!
The island.
No, check it out! Check it out! You have to. Yeah, it's like, what do you call those hand cranked dynamo? What do they call them? That
generator.
Yeah, it's like a little dynamo generator, and so you bike on it on that island, right? You have your cassette player and your CDs, so you can bike. No matter how much you bike, no matter how much you bike, you're not getting sound out of that one. Oh man. Oh fuck.
Your DJ name is Blue Balls.
Yeah, right. That's fine. So if they drop the TLC CD or you had the choice between a TLC CD or a Beatles CD, and you had your cassette player and your dynamo bike. Which one of the two would you pick of the CDs to listen to?
Which Beatles album?
You get your choice of Beatles album or TLC album.
What's the runtime?
What the hell? What do you
think? Well, I don't want to get bored.
Okay, hint. You'll never be able to listen to any of those.
All right, here's what I'm saying. If I had both discographies from start to finish, like, you know, if I could enjoy their entire catalog and I was on this island, I know for a fact eventually I'd be like, all right, let's throw on some of that TLC because I've had enough of the Beatles right now. I can guarantee at some point it would be like, yep, okay, it's TLC time. I need some sort of different something.
And I'm probably going to start hallucinating sooner or later.
Yeah.
So I'm going to want to look at TLC instead of the Beatles.
Oh, I got you. So you're going to keep that cover.
Yeah. And I'm going to make some coconut mannequins. And I'm going to shag them.
Burnt on the shag.
By the way, rotten baby.
By the way, this island is sitting next to a larger island that's populated with over 100,000 people, so you can swim across.
It's a good island.
That's fine.
We need some TLC to get you pumped up for that swim.
Sounds like Mother's Day.
When you swim, you have to avoid the waterfalls.
Yeah.
Oh, have you guys ever thought of that, though? Like being stranded on, have you thought of that sort of scenario for yourselves? Like what you do and this and that?
Kiss. To what extent?
Like
what you would do initially to survive.
Yeah.
What you would do for long-term survival. What you do to escape. Which one?
All those.
Yes, I have. Okay. Next question. Did you just watch Castaway? Is that what this is about?
No,
I fancy myself like the professor from Gilligan's Island.
Really?
Yeah, that I would just be able to like make stuff out of what's around.
No way. I think it'd be more like Castaway. You'd get your ass kicked for months.
Oh yeah, but like I said, I have the campy version in my head of it's gonna be you know.
Well, the first thing would be to make a shelter. That's the first thing always. You make
Wouldn't
a little
you first shelter. Go around, Wouldn't look you look around for civilization?
Yeah, maybe.
No,
and
but
then, and then food and water.
No, okay, the island is like,
but wouldn't it be a pisser if you did all this stuff and then you like took a hike someday and found like a resort on the other side of the island?
You landed on sandals just on the backside. That's the maintenance shack.
No, the island is only a quarter of a mile wide and a mile long. So you know there's nothing there except a little bit of jungle in the middle. There's some palm trees and brush, right? And there's one particular berry that grows on the island that is edible, but it'll give you diarrhea every time you eat it.
So it's a dingleberry.
And there's coconuts. So you've got coconuts, you've got the little berries, and there's one particular type of bird that is also edible but they've got barely any meat on them. So it's like you get like a little bit of nutrient, what you call, what do you call that?
I feel like this protein island was created by the chowder god himself.
Protein.
So do the birds like the dingleberries?
They can eat them and they shit as well, but
so you can use the dingleberries to catch the bird, which you then roast and eat whole, and you capture, and then you capture, I said capture coconuts.
I will fry up the skinny birds in diarrhea berry sauce.
No, you don't want diarrhea because you'll get dehydrated.
This is a fake island. I'll live forever.
No, it's not. It's not. Don't ruin the illusion. Seriously, that's the situation. So what do you do? Get off that island. I mean,
is there any fresh water
when it rains? And there's the dew of overnight. So you can actually take the leaves and like a little, you're going to have to make yourself some sort of collection, container.
Are there banana leaves on the island?
There's
I feel like I should be rolling a 10-sided dice sometime soon.
There's no bananas on this island. It's only coconuts. You got plenty of coconuts. You got skinny birds. They eat the berries. They crap all over the island. So you need a shelter as well. Okay. But there's there's palm trees.
Are there caves or any refuse?
There's no caves or anything. There's just the brush, the taller coconut trees, and then the other side of the island.
So we got to make a lean-to.
Yeah, you could do that.
So didn't you basically just spell out for us exactly what we need to do?
Yeah, but I
want to see a lean-to. We need to eat the birds, catch them with the berries, and catch rainwater.
Yes, but you can also eat fish.
I was going to say, are there fish on this island?
Yeah, and then we can have our way with the TLC cover.
Yeah.
And the coconuts.
Yeah.
And maybe a fish, and maybe a fish or two. You know, you're by yourself.
Mermaid time.
No reason to be prejudiced.
Yeah, I like those movies where there's a struggle and they need to survive and all that good stuff.
Do we get a volleyball while we're there?
Okay, you get a volleyball.
Yeah, I'll be all right then.
Yep.
Tom Hanks can do it. I can do it.
Eloy as Wilson.
There's a movie where a guy goes off
walking around with a red handprint on his face.
Yeah, just like a interpretation of the movie. That'd be great. Wilson, what? Scrap.